You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 25. We've reached silver. This is our 25th episode. Wow, 25. Hey, let's go for gold later this year. Sounds good. Hey, so the first official day of summer arrived yesterday, June 21st. Warm temperatures, sun, pool time, calm nights, sitting on the patio, drinking, having a good time. My favorite time of the year. Let's just keep those cold fronts away and keep the freezing rainstorms, or let's have the freezing rainstorms be on hold for a few months. And with that, let's get right into the news. T-Mobile lets 1 million test drive an iPhone 5S on their network. So T-Mobile has been, for many months now, they've been shaking up the mobile carrier landscape. AT&T has been forced to compete better. Verizon's been forced to compete better. They all have different plans that have no contracts, which T-Mobile started months ago. Well, T-Mobile is at it again. They are working with Apple directly to provide a 7-day free trial of their service using an iPhone 5S. So what they do is they get a credit card from you. They put a $750 hold on it. And, of course, any damage you do to this trial iPhone 5S throughout the 7 days, they'll ding your credit card for it. So far, over 12,000 people have signed up. This is tempting for anyone that's curious about trying out their coverage. T-Mobile is known here in the United States as like the fourth tier carrier. They're, it's AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and then T-Mobile. But their marketing has been, they've done quite a few, new services. They started the whole pay per month to lease a phone thing. Now AT&T has that. Now Verizon has it. So, they forced the bigger carriers to compete more. And, I'm grateful for it. I'm on AT&T now. My plan dropped by, $80 a month. So I'm thankful for T-Mobile for doing this, Even though, it is kind of tempting to try out this phone, 7 days free, you get to, download data or call people, to see how their network is in your area. Most carriers already have a 14 or 30-day return policy, usually no questions asked. Some, I think Verizon, if I remember right, require you pay for any service you use, like calls, text, or data. You're not tied to a contract right away. You can break. After 14 days, you decide you don't like the phone, you can walk, take it back in. No questions asked, you're not committed anymore. So, I'd be curious to see how, once they reach the 1 million mark, how this program turned out. So if you're not on T-Mobile and you're curious about switching, this might be a good deal for you. Free, except for the $750 hold on your credit card. You just have to return the phone and it's essentially free, so. In other cell phone news, Amazon finally releases their smartphone. So, the phone that they're calling it Fire Phone. So, kind of like their their one tablet is the Kindle Fire. So, evidently they like that name. It seemed to stick for other products. So it's another Android phone that's actually pretty decent. A lot of the critics and some of the early reviews, they're like meh. It's just another Android phone. Well, in this case, it's not just an Android phone. We'll get into that here in just a little bit here. But Amazon Prime users get unlimited music listening, although that does apply to every Prime customer, not just those that buy the Fire Phone. You get unlimited Amazon cloud storage for photos. So, if you take a lot of pictures, that's a plus. Gigabytes worth of data, is not cheap for some of these other plans like iCloud, gives you 5 gigs of data, and other storage services give you some gigabytes as well for storage. But so yeah, unlimited's nice. So this runs Fire OS 3.5, which is a modified version of Android 4.2 Jelly Bean. Amazon has obviously changed a lot. Added their hooks into Amazon. Any purchasing. cloud storage, Prime, you know, subscription, you know, all that kind of stuff is there. So the big deal breaker here, no Google Play Store. So if you're switching from a current Android phone right now, like say an LG or a Samsung or whatever, and you have a lot of apps on your Google Play Store, you won't be able to get them on the Amazon Fire phone. So Amazon has their own app store, which has, I think, 250,000 apps, which is a decent amount. You know, I'm sure some of them are what you also find on the Google Play Store. But another kind of, not really a deal breaker, but a limitation, there's no Bluetooth LE. So Bluetooth LE is the Bluetooth technology that uses low energy and communicates with devices like Fitbits and things like that, other connected gear. This is my opinion. I mean, I'm an iPhone guy, you know, although I have an Android tablet and an Android phone I use on occasion as well. But you know, this might be one you want to sit and watch for a little bit. Maybe after a few updates, you know, the phone, you know, maybe they can make some improvements that will be good for the service. Six Californias. So there's a proposal right now to split the Golden State into six separate states. You know, they're trying to get up enough signatures. I think it's 808,000 signatures by July 18th is what they need to get a ballot initiative. And I don't think it's for this year's ballot. The article I read was a little vague. And I mean, this thing's been kicking around since last year. But there was a recent article about, you know, the ballot initiative coming due here July 18th. So, yeah. I don't know. I really don't know what to think about this here. Northern California, you know, up in the area where the Redwoods is and, you know, Mount Shasta and all that, there's not that many people there, you know, compared to, you know, to say San Francisco, Los Angeles, you know, Southern California, Orange County, San Diego, you know. So, you know, I get that they feel like the forgotten stepchild every once in a while. And so they've long proposed splitting the state of California into two states. So, you know, the rest of California be California, and then they have a new state which is comprises of all of Northern California as called Jackson. A state called Jackson. Okay. So the other five states that they're proposing in this new six Californias thing are South California, which is like San Diego, Orange County, West California, which is like Los Angeles and Santa Barbara, Silicon Valley, obviously what's there, Central California, I think Sacramento is included in that, and North California, which like Lake Tahoe would be a part of that. And then obviously Jackson would be the top part of the state. Wow. You know, so many complications on this. My mind's boggled just thinking about everything that needs to happen. You know, changes to federal laws, new stars in the flag, migrating current state laws into other respective states, you know, for laws that have already been in place for certain areas, budgets reassigned, highway funding. I get that, you know, again, those that live in less populated areas want more support. I get that. They feel shut out or orphaned, but really creating five new states, well, six, you know, but you know, out of this, is it the right answer? You know, I grew up in California. That's where, you know, I lived my first, 25 years of my life. And so, you know, if I were there, I don't think I could get behind this. I don't think I would sign the petition. Split in the state into Jackson and then the rest stays California. I don't know. It just boggles my mind. It's to think about, you know, California being split into six different states, you know, like a massive seceding here. So I guess we'll see where this lands here. This week's rant: single apps that did multiple things now splitting into multiple apps. So back a few months ago, or whenever that, I can't remember when it was, a couple months maybe. So Foursquare, the check-in app, split itself into another app called Swarm, like a bee swarm or something, you know, swarm of bees, you know, which that was what do you call them? The check, when you get a check-in, a badge, you know, so So they split the check-in function off into Swarm. It's still in Foursquare, but eventually they're going to take it out with, you know, in another few weeks here. And Foursquare will be search only, where there, you know, you can search for places. So both apps will work together with each other. You know, if you go to want to check in or check something, you know, then it opens Swarm. If you want to go search, it opens Foursquare. Recently, this last week, Path, the social media app, they took the messaging part out of their main app and moved it to a new app called Path Talk. So, you know, another app, got to go get it, got to download it, see what it does. You know, oh, okay, you know, it's messaging. But, you know, Facebook did the same thing. They split off their messaging into a separate app. I don't use Facebook that as often on my mobile devices. So, you know, I use Facebook Paper, which is another, you know, I think is a much better app than the regular app is. But beside the point, so it's another separate app. You know, Facebook had a separate photo app, a camera, you know, app. I'm just confused by all this. You know, maybe I don't quite understand how app development works and everything, but, or what they're trying to do here, you know. So I have been using Swarm for my check-ins. You know, I decided, all right, I'll try it and see. It's, you know, it's good, but there's some things missing, you know. It's different. It looks, there's some identical parts and functions, but it is different, you know. You know, some tasks that used to be automatic with Foursquare now require an extra tap or two, like tweeting your location when you check in. So, you know, I wish Foursquare, you know, I like the integrated app. It's okay that the app can do more than one thing, you know. Path, you know, okay. I was talking to Vahid, a fellow blogger, and asked him kind of his opinion, and you know, he seems to think that Path, when they're split off to Path Talk, is wanting to compete with apps like Snapchat or Yo. You know, Yo has been pretty recent, and they're all messaging apps that don't keep their messages more than just a few seconds or a couple hours or whatever. So it's, you know, I that's another, you know, that's a whole other rant I can go into about why would you want to send a message and not have it stick around. Maybe I don't understand that part either. So again, I don't quite understand what they're trying to accomplish here, but you know, offloading these different functions to a separate app. But well, this is another one of those. I guess we'll see what happens. You know, Netflix had their Quickster that they quickly backpedaled on after they realized it wasn't a big thing. So I guess we'll see if it's successful or not for these app companies. So not only was June 21st the first day of summer, longest day of the year, summer solstice, you know, my wife and I also celebrated our 6th wedding anniversary. So this is my shameless plug for this week. So 6 years since we were married, and it was also 13 years since our first encounter. So we met at a friend's kegger birthday house party, and she gave me her number. We went on a date a few days later. And, you know, the rest is history. We did have a breakup from late 2002 to early 2003. I got weird, so I'm not going to go into that. Just life handed me a bad deal, and I didn't deal with it well. So, but we decided to give it another try, and we've been together since. So, you know, the rough times, the good times, we travel a lot, we've taken on home remodel projects, so we work together 92% of the time. You know, that's pretty good odds. You know, some days it's not quite 92, but you know, for the most part it's 92%, so very happy. So, and the silver podcast goes to, want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.